Moving along on a Thursday. Oh, yeah. All right. What do you say? We'll lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. You could always feel free to text us, 321-0824. But right now, I have a better idea. Let's try this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Ah, yeah, it's a March lightning round with the conference tournaments going down. The big dance is coming round, so let's do this, the lightning round.
I liked it up until the...
I'm a victim of circumstance.
A wise guy, huh?
All right. The Indianapolis Colts released Frank Gore yesterday, and the 34-year-old still thinks he has some gas left in the tank. He wants to play in his 14th season in 2018. Gore was 8th in the league in rushing attempts with 261, just behind rookies Leonard Fournette and Kareem Hunt. Another 30-year-old running back released yesterday was former Duck Jonathan Stewart, ending his 9 years in Carolina. Both running backs have their strengths and weaknesses and can still contribute as number one backs in the NFL. Who gets signed first, Gore or Stewart?
I'll tell you what, first of all, I think either might have to accept the fact that they are not number one backs. They might be insurance, they might be supplements, they might be what their backup has been for the last decade. But I don't think Jonathan Stewart is done. He had a pretty good year last year. He has that durability issue, but I think if somebody could bring him in for less money, he's a power back just like Gore. I actually think it'll be pretty close, but I got to pick one, so I'm going to go with Stewart.
Sean Miller and the University of Arizona had a joint press conference today where Miller professed his innocence regarding an ESPN report that on FBI wiretap, Miller mentioned paying freshman DeAndre Dayton $100,000. The timeline that Miller and the U of A are going with is that this wiretap came after Dayton had committed and that Miller had never made contact with ASM sports agent Christian Dawkins, the agent in question. ESPN is standing by their initial report that the player being talked about was Dayton and it was with Dawkins. Who do you believe, ESPN or Sean Miller in the University of Arizona?
No. Schlebo's really got a good reputation. He's always been a credible journalist. I think it's going to come down to semantics that they're going to reveal that Miller was talking about paying a player and who it was or what the technicalities were. But right now, just based on history and coaches and how dirty the game is and PEDS users and the benefit of the doubt and the hopes that it still exists, I'm gonna stick with the journalists. I'm going to stick with ESPN.
The NIT is going to be introducing some new rules for the 2018 tournament, see if they're worth implementing across all of men's basketball at the collegiate level. The changes are extending the three-point line to FIBA standards, which is 22 feet out, widening the lane to NBA standards, which is 16 feet rather than 12, playing in four 10-minute quarters, and resetting the shot clock after 20 seconds rather than 30 seconds if there's an offensive rebound. That makes sense. Which rule is most likely to make it into the NCAA for the 2018-19 season? The new three-point line, the wider lane, playing in four corners, or the shot clock rule?
Man, I don't like that shot clock rule one bit. I don't know that the NCAA wants to move their three-point line. I mean, it's had such a positive impact on the game. So I guess by default, even though I'm not sure any of them are going to make it into the NCAA tournament or the regular flow of the NCAA season, but widening the lane might not be a bad idea. So I'll tentatively pick that one.
Not the four quarters one? Because I think you forgot that one.
I did forget that one.
Still wide the lane, though?
I like the halves in college basketball. So I'm gonna, like I said, I'm not thrilled with any of them. So I'm going with widening the lane in honor of Wilt Chamberlain.
The Mountain West is reportedly looking into at least six schools to join their conference, including one Gonzaga. The Zags in basketball have been crushing it in the WCC under Coach Mark Few, never losing more than three conference games in a season, finishing in the top 25 10 times since Few took over in 1999. The switch would be basketball-specific for Gonzaga, would bring a higher level of competition for the players and more NCAA tournament revenue for the university, since more teams from the Mountain West make it to the tourney than the WCC. Gonzaga moving to the Mountain West is blank.
It's just strange. I mean, they're already in a mid-major. I could see if they were going to upgrade into the Big 12 or the Pac-12 or something like that. And they're already a dominating force in the WCC. So I'm going to go with pointless.
All right. The last time I brought up the Philadelphia 76ers, they were barely in eighth place in the East when I asked who would win more playoff games this year, the Eagles or the Sixers. The Eagles actually had three, so it's going to take a series win for the 76ers to prove you wrong, Steve. Now the 76ers have processed their way into sixth in the East, just two games behind the fifth place Pacers and four games behind the fourth place Wizards. Where will Philly end the season in the East? Fifth or higher? Sixth where they are now, or seventh or lower?
You know, right now they would draw Cleveland in a really interesting first round setup.
LeBron's current team against his future team.
Yeah, Indiana I'm not totally sold on. Washington's going to get Wall back. So it's a matter of, are they going to fall behind Milwaukee or catch Indiana? I think you say fourth or better or fifth or better?
Fifth or better.
I think they'll catch Indy. I'd go fifth or better.
All right, last one. Bad news for your favorite soccer team, PSG. Neymar broke his foot last week in a game against Marseille, and he's going to be out 3 months. So means PSG will be without him for their second leg matchup next Tuesday against Real Madrid, where they trail 1-3. They got one away goal. That's always important. What percent chance do you give your PSG of moving on past Real Madrid?
Damn it, I don't have any coins. All right. What chance? 40%. I said with the least authority that I've ever made a comment on the radio ever.
By flipping
a
pen.
We're going back to college 1978. I flipped a pen.